BBC News. The head of the World Health Organization says governments must do more to combat the coronavirus pandemic, which has now spread to the vast majority of countries and is known to have infected at least 170,000 people. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said his key message was test, 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 because without it, current social distancing measures were inadequate. The French President Emmanuel Macron has announced that from midday on Tuesday for a fortnight, movement of people will be severely curtailed across the country. In a televised address, he's forbidden people from leaving home, except for essential reasons, from midday Tuesday or face punishment. Mr. Macron also called off the second round of municipal elections. President Macron also said the external borders of the European Union and the wider group of nations that belong to the Schengen zone would be closed from Tuesday at midday. He said the measure would last 30 days. Earlier, the head of the European Commission proposed the plan. Ursula von der Leyen said it would stop non-essential travel. The US President Donald Trump has warned that the coronavirus outbreak could push the US economy into recession. Speaking at the White House, he also issued new guidelines to help fight the virus. He called on Americans to avoid groups of more than 10 people, avoid bars and restaurants, and only make essential journeys. Share prices in New York have recovered a little after plunging more than 10% on opening. The Dow was 6% down. London and Frankfurt fell by around 5%. Health officials in western Afghanistan say 37 people in isolation on suspicion of coronavirus infection have escaped. They fled with the help of relatives after beating up health workers. BBC News.